Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Do you think people are looking for ways to save money perhaps now more than they were a couple of months ago? Abby gave you some great tips on traveling yesterday. And Mikey here today on how to save some cash on what?
Well, life.
Life.
Yeah. Well, anytime you walk out the door these days, it's going to cost you deep in the purse. And I graduated almost exactly 1 year ago, and there's been trials and there's been tribulation, but I have got some tips here. 10 tips that are, it's going to save your bank account.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
All right.
All right. You ready?
How much today do you have in your bank account?
I'm just curious. I'm not telling you.
How much is it? Is it under 100?
$30. Number one, we're going to start off simple here. This tip will get you far. Rip paper towels into thirds. I think maybe my biggest expense is paper towels. It's never ending, these paper towels.
What are you primarily using paper towels for?
My face and hands.
Can I offer you a solution?
Hit me.
Dish towel, and you just use that one.
All these towel stuff, they don't make sense to me because you're just transferring your grime from this place to that place. I don't use a sponge. I use my hand. What? Like if I'm doing dishes.
Wait, you,
what?
That's crazy.
Yeah. What?
So you have a dirty pot that's got like dried on scrambled eggs on
it.
And instead of using some kind of sponge or little scrubby, you're taking your hand and you're washing the pan.
Yeah, and then you put it in the dishwasher,
no
of course.
Way, bro. What's the reluctance on using like a sponge?
Because then you're just taking the scrambled egg, whatever, debris, and then it's just going to be on the sponge, and then your sponge is going to sit there.
I agree. Okay, I agree with you. As someone who hates germs, I hate sponges because they harbor bacteria. Let me introduce you to something called the Swedish paper towel.
What's that?
It is kind of like a sponge, but it's flat like a paper towel, so you can still use it to wipe up messes, wash dishes, but you can also wash it in the dishwasher, so it's clean again. But
I am with you. I use an absurd amount of paper towels.
Yeah.
It's not environmentally friendly. It's not costly. I just seem to like rip it for everything.
They're so expensive. It doesn't make sense every time I buy them. Number two is eat before you go out. That's another simple one. People know about this, but you just got to do it. You got to get into the practice of eating before you go out. Don't even get french fries when you go out. Just drinks.
So fill yourself up so you're going to order less.
That's right.
Saving money when you're at the restaurant.
Make yourself a PB&J and then call it a day.
I get that.
That's right. Take anything anyone ever offers you.
can you explain that one?
That's meals, couches, cash, old cardboard, applesauce containers, anything anyone tries to give you, just take it.
Got it.
If you need to throw it away on your end, that's fine, but you never know when you need it.
It's so funny because one of our babysitters, who is about the same age as you, before I donate anything to Goodwill, I always ask her if she wants it, and I don't think she said no yet.
Yeah, someone offered me an old lantern the other day, one of those oil ones. Just took it. Never going to touch it, but I took it. Number four, this one's kind of a given. Don't get an 11-year-old dog with congestive heart failure.
That's really good advice, Mikey.
Solid advice.
That's up there.
How's your dog doing, by the way?
He's living.
Okay.
For now.
He's breathing.
He's alive.
When he takes a deep nap, though, are you looking at his stomach a little bit harder just to make sure it's going up and down?
You got
to
check his heart.
Taking your girlfriend's compact and putting it under his nose to make sure that you get some kind of fog.
All right. This one may be the most helpful tip on the list. Kroger brand sells a $3 bag of Ruffle potato chips that will last you 4 nights if you're a sleep eater. And that's actually incredible because like a box of Goldfish can last you 5 nights, but that's actually expensive. Goldfish are expensive. I don't know if you guys know this.
Yeah, it's a name brand.
Yeah, I ate so much Goldfish and had it all around the house when my kids were Jimmy's age that I can't even look at them anymore.
Super messy.
God, yeah. And then they're always in the back seat of the car. Right. I hate them.
Now, Bart hates them. He's like, it's not up to snuff to Bart's food standards.
Yeah, the dyes and the chemicals. Yeah.
But this weekend when I'm parenting alone in the mountains, guess what we're going to eat? Cold fish and cheeses.
They're actually really bad for kids' teeth because the crackers and the sugars get stuck up in there and they cause a lot of cavities and you wouldn't think it.
And cavities are expensive, Mikey.
Yeah.
Doubt it.
He's like, less teeth I got to worry about.
This one is maybe a little bit controversial. Only get $10 to $15 worth of gas every time you fill up your car. That way, the stress of almost being on empty will cause you to constantly think about your money problems, and it'll always be at the front of your brain, which is a good thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wait, explain this, the wisdom in this one again.
The more you think about your money problems, the more you're going to be like, maybe I shouldn't go out.
Oh, I see. Okay. I see what you're saying. So keep yourself under stress all the time.
Yes. Yeah,
so you're not overspending.
Yeah.
I see.
Ruin your health to save your money.
Exactly. Be very nervous all the time.
Yep.
Pour all of your effort into getting other people's streaming passwords.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that one.
So these days, they've been cracking down on us.
They get better at it, man.
I know. Uh-huh. So they'll let you have about a month before they ask you if you're traveling. Then it's time to move to a new account. After you switch three times, you can go back to that original account.
However, there is nothing more frustrating when you're allowing other people to use your account than you go to sign on to watch something and everybody's watching at the same time and I'm the one that can't watch.
Yeah, you got to make them create their own profile.
Yeah.
Got to.
Mm. All right, here's one. I think I'm going to educate some here. Number 8, eat only steaks.
Huh? The carnivore diet?
Eat only steaks. I thought, you know, growing up, they say like steak and champagne, like you're Richie Rich over there. Turns out you can get a $10 steak that'll feed two people. I've had steak probably 5 times in this past week. All I eat is steak now.
You're like the new Liver King.
Wow. Steak and ruffle chips, right?
And
it keeps you full longer.
Were you guys aware of that? That you can get steak for cheap?
Bart does the grocery shopping, so I don't know. Yeah.
That's probably not the kind of steak you want to eat.
It's good. Not really the steak. The steak eaters would go for.
Mikey, you should try one of those trucks on the side of the road that says steaks $20.
I would love to.
Have you guys seen those?
Yeah, but those are expensive.
You can buy it out of the back of a truck.
They might not even be selling steaks,
like,
right?
You get like 20 steaks for $20.
Yeah. All right, then I'm in.
$1 steak, I'm all set.
I don't think that's cow.
Yeah.
Make sure they're identifying what meat it is. It's a good point.
Send me the coordinates. Sometimes, number 9, you have to drink PBR. It's one of the worst things God ever created, but
PBR is not that bad.
It's not good. It's bad.
But it'll get the job done.
It'll get it done. But you can find it for like $2 some places, and that's good.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah. Are you guys ready for number 10?
I don't think
so. I'm not sure.
This is the end of the list here. This is a good one. Never, and I mean ever, order the Uber in a group. You should still Venmo the orderer. But you should never be the one ordering it because you will never see that money again.
Absolutely. Yeah,
for sure.
That's a fact.
All right.
I have a bonus if you want one.
Oh, yeah. We're here. You're here. Let's go.
All right. Last one. Shrink your friend group. Less friends means less money.
Less gifts.
Absolutely.
Less people asking you to go out every week. You just, if you don't have plans, you won't spend money.
Gotcha.
Super solid.
You ended strong.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to try that steak one.
Okay. Over and over. It's good.
All right. Today is Thursday. We call it Follow Up Thursday for a reason. You guys hit us up and you're like, yo, Bert Show, whatever happened to blank? We do the homework and we give you answers today.
All right, Lisa saw a text between her boyfriend and his mom discussing the possibility of a proposal. She found out her boyfriend planned on proposing with his grandmother's vintage ring that she didn't like. She wanted our help creating a plan to drop hints to her boyfriend to choose another ring. So we suggested she make up a story about a friend's engagement ring, and she did. After telling her boyfriend about her friend's ugly vintage family heirloom engagement ring, her boyfriend got super quiet. He went on to defend the idea of family heirloom rings. Torn, Lisa didn't know how to move forward, but she didn't want to flat out hurt her boyfriend's feelings. So what has happened since we last spoke to her?
All right, the update. Hey, Bert Show. So after that awkward conversation where I pretended to hate my quote-unquote friend's vintage ring, I was stressed. I spent weeks sweating about it, practicing my surprised and delighted face in the mirror for when he'd eventually propose with Grandma's ring. Months later, we went out for a special date, and it happened. He got down on one knee. My heart was racing as I was mentally preparing myself to fake love that vintage ring. But inside a beautiful ring with his grandmother's beautiful center stone set in a modern platinum band. Later on, my fiancé confessed that after our conversation, he talked to his mom. Turns out grandma's ring was just being used as a model for the jeweler. They kept the center diamond, but had it reset in a completely new design based on rings I'd liked on my Pinterest board. The text I saw was them discussing the concept of using a family ring, not literally using the vintage setting. So I got a ring I love with sentimental value, and I didn't have to hurt anyone's feelings. Now my fiancé and I are taking our time planning a wedding that we'll both enjoy. Thanks for the advice.
Okay.
Oh, I love a happy ending.
Doesn't.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.